The views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not reflect the views and opinions of this podcast sponsors.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? It's time for the final countdown. The show starts in 3.
All right, baby. Here we go with another call out of the stations. Can you dig it? Answer the phone, dummy.
Pinky's Pizza.
Listen, you got any more of those secret agent spy scopes?
Hip parade on a stethoscope.
No, the secret agent spy scope, man. That pulls in the moon, the stars, the planets, and the satellites, and the spacemen.
You must have the wrong number, partner.
This is the Glitter Squirrels Podcast, and now, here are your hosts, DJ Slim and John Hall.
This episode is powered by Poddex.
Attention foreign countries.
For a measly $1.64 a day,
which equals $600 per year,
you can sponsor an American citizen.
Since you're getting all our money anyway, and you will receive a weekly report
of how fucked up the American government is.
Call 1-800-FUCK-2020.
Call 1-800.
Fuck the government. To sponsor an American citizen today.
Thank you in advance.
Attention, foreign countries. For a measly $1.64 a day, you can sponsor, and that adds up to 600.
Cut.
Yeah, hang on.
Cut. Bullshit.
For
cut.
A measly $1.64 a day.
Here, we're gonna just
okay.
Just go. You can cut these later.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
Attention, foreign countries. For a measly $1.64 a day, and that adds up to $600 per year, you too can sponsor an American citizen.
Take Slim and John, for example. They like to raise hell. They like to snort coke off hookers' asses. They just like all things fun.
If you've never put 3.5 grams of cocaine in a stripper's ass crack and had her fart, I don't know what the fuck you're doing with your life.
And that's what I'm saying. So in these depressing times of COVID, everybody in a year almost has all died of COVID. There's been no other deaths recorded.
Ginger
recently from Gilligan's Island. But remember, the point being, for $1.64 a day, that adds up to $600 per year. And you will receive a weekly report of how you fucked up the American government is. Actually, before I fuck that up, you can actually see how fucked up the American government is. Call 1-800. Fuck 2020. To sponsor an American citizen today.
Hold on. Let me get out of the mic so you can do that again. Because I fucking popped.
I was like, that's a tough one. But I get your attention.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to do the read one more. I think we got it. Mm-hmm. These are great outtakes, by the way. Okay, here you go. I can't even laugh now. like somebody's going to slap you or something there for a minute. Scared me. I think I got to pee. Okay, well, anyway, outtakes. And that just goes to show you that the if you emphasize fuck, how either it could be maybe sensual, or it could scare the bejesus out of it. I just scared the computer. I don't know if that's going to take. Yeah. Anyway, that's a moment. All right. Breathe in, breathe out. And this is about as live as it gets. If you were you're tracking for Geico or anybody else, this is pretty much. This probably happens a lot before they get the take. Because things like that happen. So while we're bringing the mood down and getting somber again,
mm-hmm.
And now an important message for the American citizen.
Attention, foreign countries. For a measly $1.64 a day, and that adds up to $600 per year, you too can sponsor an American citizen.
That's right. For a lousy $1.64 a day, a Hostess fruit pie, you can...
This program is going to be on the show. And at the 35-minute mark, they nailed it. They crushed it, knocked it out of the park.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is why you don't do drugs.
Exactly. No one said we weren't doing drugs. We're just saying this is why you don't
do drugs. It's New Year's Eve. Fuck it.
It is New Year's Eve. I'm going to go upstairs and get the booze. Anyway, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to read one. I'm going to take the whole thing.
Okay.
And then I'm going to, and then you're going to take one, and you're going to do the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to take those, and we're going to get one down without it. We'll try that route.
All right.
Okay. So if you would right now, insert sad, sappy music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is going on. Attention, foreign countries. For a measly $1.64 a day. And that adds up to $600 per year. You can sponsor an American citizen. You can sponsor guys like me and Slim to help us broadcast, put gas in our tank, buy us a pair of high-top Chuck Taylors.
Or a pack of cigarettes.
A pack of smokes. Those cool vans that you've had your eye on. And you will receive a weekly report of how fucked up the American government is. Call 1-800-FUCK-2020 to sponsor an American citizen today. It could be the best choice you ever make. But do your part as an American citizen. We've had the COVID. We're wearing the mask. And by God, every American citizen should be worth a $600 check.
That was fucking awesome. All right, I got to try to read this as country as possible.
Yeah, you could be like, space here.
Attention, foreign countries. For a measly $1.64 a day, and that adds up to $600 per year, you too can sponsor an American citizen. And you'll receive a weekly report of just how fucked up the American government really is. Call 1-800-FUCK-2020 to sponsor an American citizen today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the New Year's Eve extravaganza of the Glitter Squirrels.
I'm just over here eating chips. That was great.
Or for once, you're eating and I'm not.
I got the munchies. It's New Year's Eve, man.
Yeah, it is New Year's Eve. And we might have partaked in some recreational.
Recreational? Ladies, just can't have one.
So.
We got one bag. One bag.
I hope everybody enjoyed listening to our shit show of a commercial. The commercial turned out great, but the rest of it was an absolute shit show.
Yeah.
But that's just who we are.
we have all this new gear, and we're trying to get it all working.
Right, we're trying to get it all tweaked and everything. And
that kind of thing.
And then we're trying shit out, like putting people on the phone. And
on the phone
getting them FaceTime and all that good stuff.
Yeah. But the main thing, it's like chips and a cocktail.
Mm-hmm. What kind of cocktail are you drinking on tonight?
Absolutely, at this point, it's for sure. It's empty.
You need to go get some booze, John.
Yeah, I should. We'll do that here shortly.
Yes.
How do we go from Lace Bishop to booze? I don't know. earlier we were live. We
looked
at YouTube.
Yeah, we want you to go to our YouTube channel because you know that song "We Are the World"
from way back,
from like 1985. It featured like.
Yeah, if you're my age, you remember it well.
Yeah, and we're back. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, kind of froze up there for a moment. Yeah, but anyway, 35 years ago, they get together, and Africa's having a hard time. People dying, fucking dying all over the place.
Right.
And they get together with a bunch of celebrities.
Uh-huh.
Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, Kenny Rogers, Lionel Richie.
He didn't pass away from COVID.
No, he didn't pass away from COVID. He just passed away from...
all these people. Yeah,
he's old as... He was old as Methuselah, man. Kenny Rogers was like almost 90.
I heard he had the recipe for dirt in his pocket.
Probably did. And he probably ate that shit. That's probably how he survived the Rona.
Yeah, 2020. But anyway, so we were talking about how, I don't know. I don't know if you can compare humanity to wherever we're at right now, however that works out. I think the point being, everyone's become a bunch of self-centered dicks.
Yeah.
It's really not helping about helping you. I think it's more about, what can you give me?
Yeah.
You know, what can I get out of it?
Yeah.
And you see,
it's more like, how much money am I going to make off of this?
Right.
You know,
and you see things like, have a chip. Well, there you go.
Thanks.
Can you hear the bag?
Oh, I know they can. That's the whole reason I did it like that.
So it's kind of weird to go back and look at something like that when there was an actual cause and there was actual. And I'm not saying what's going on right now is actual, but I think it's a little, you know, overrated. I'm just tired of going out and seeing everybody in a mask and things like that. You know, like I said earlier, I'm just going to say it again. And you can bust my ass.
I hope.
Either go out and just do your thing and get life on, or stay home, man. I mean, it's not a bad choice.
Right.
And I don't want people to go, well, then if I want to go out and I choose to wear a mask and I'm offended because you're not wearing yours. But, you know, I shouldn't be offending nobody because, you know, I feel safe.
Right.
I feel safe with what's going on. And,
right.
And if I got the COVID, I would try to meet it head on.
You know,
I'm not being a douchebag.
You know, this whole fucking mask thing is stupid. Okay, we've already proved that the masks don't work.
It's just sad to see everybody out there succumbing.
Yeah, we have to. Otherwise, we don't get service.
Don't get your bread.
People are refusing service to people who aren't wearing a mask. So all the people that don't want to wear a mask have to wear a mask.
Things open or the places where you just need your basically survival things.
Yeah,
there's no going to football games.
Right.
There's no going to rock.
There's no football games. There's no concerts.
No bars.
They can't even fucking have live bands in West Virginia.
I know, man.
It's stupid.
And everyone's just rolling like, pretty soon the government's going to say, hey, man, it's okay. We can all go out and take these things off our face and live again.
Yeah.
Here we are almost a year later, man, and nothing's changed.
Yeah, nothing's changed.
Barely talking
and,
about 2 months.
And tomorrow, when New Year's Day's there, the only difference between today and tomorrow is the fucking banks are closed tomorrow.
And what's going on in New York City? Are they going to have a big crowd and a gathering? Is this the first year there's not going to be no ball drop? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't even know if there's a ball dropping tonight.
Can you imagine? I mean, what a piece of American history. You're shot in the ass.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean,
it's bad enough you're out tearing down statues and stuff. Don't agree with
me. Yeah, but now
the hardest shit that happened here in our country
because of COVID.
And I don't think if you tear down a statue and do any of that horseshit, it's not going to change the fact that it didn't happen on the soil here.
Right.
What are you trying to say?
Right.
Well, I mean, you know,
and what's your deal?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the youngsters' deals right now? What are you going for?
I don't know. The youngsters seem to think the youngsters seem to think here's what
are utopia?
I don't know.
Fuck the cop.
But you know, all these kids today are thinking that the world owes them something.
What?
And it's like, what? Because I was raised up to know that this world ain't going to give you shit for free. It's going to cost money. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That was the deal.
Yeah.
You didn't sit around going, how long can I milk this fucking free rock?
Right, right.
You know, and so I'm going to call at that point. But I'm saying, you were looking forward to getting out and getting a job, getting a shitty apartment with your friends and doing life, man.
Right.
You weren't really worried about hold up and going, man, I don't want to get up and work. I don't want to get up in the morning because it sucks. Well, you know what? Nobody likes to get up in the morning or whatever time they don't call it, you know, hey, what are you doing today? I'm going to fun.
Yeah.
It's actually, I'm going to work.
Yeah.
Well, so I don't know, man. I'm not, it's so blessed with a great life for a long time.
Right.
But, you know, everybody got to get up and go to work.
Yeah.
If that's what it takes to make your money.
And now, like.
Say, hey, man, just vote for me and I'll hook you up.
And now, like, you know, all this. Okay, so first of all, let me get back to what I was saying. The kids today think this world owes them something.
Right.
And it's like, you know, I was raised up to know that if you wanted something, the world is not going to give it to you for free. You have to go out and you have to work for it. Okay, and then if you work, you make money, and that's how you achieve greatness.
Yeah,
and that's how I was raised.
Pride that went with that.
Absolutely, your pride, your dignity.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Look, I'd like to get you a new razor, but look, 16 grand's a bit much right now.
Right.
You want a car or a razor?
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't I deserve both?
Yeah.
I don't think necessarily that's where we're at as a collective in society, but yeah, exactly. Get out and rake some leaves. Get out and get a paper out.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's not funny.
Well, you know, that shit bothers me, too. I'm on this app called TikTok, by the way, folks. If you want to follow me, it's at DJSlim304. But anyway, I'm on this app called TikTok, and on this app, all you see are people...
watch him because he's fucking hilarious.
But all you see are people on here going, you know, my family was affected by COVID, or, you know, grandpa died of COVID, or, you know, yeah, something like that. Or they're like, hey, you know, this job is the job that I had laid me off, and I've been at home for 8 weeks because I can't get another job. And they're like, here's my Cash App, you know, send me money. And it's like, no, because the money that I'm getting is money that I need to remain living.
Right. Yeah,
I can wipe my ass and cook my ramen noodles at my house.
You know what? And I'm fine with that. I think America's in one of the biggest shit shows ever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a rat's ass what side of the fence you're on, who you dig and who you don't. I don't even care, man.
Yep.
I'm just sitting there being like Joe John American kind of dude and get up, you know, at work and whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the hell's going on up there in D.C. I just don't even know.
I can tell you what's going on.
I got an interesting picture today. I'll show it to you while we're talking.
Oh, shit.
What did you shoot yourself?
I just pulled my groin.
Wow. Stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me show you a picture here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This was it was really interesting. Let's see. Can we see the whole picture? Yeah. Look at this picture here and just kind of read it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Take that.
Well, I'll describe.
Don't read it out loud on the air, but just read it to yourself and look at the folks in the picture and go, what exactly is going on?
Mystery who?
Don't read it. You read it to yourself and look at the picture.
Huh.
Can you not read that?
Yeah, well, I did. I mean, like, I saw the...
You look at the picture and read what it says. Well, not on the air or per se. It's things like that that just kind of make you go, what's going on?
What?
I know, ain't that something?
Yeah.
I'll see the dude. Maybe I can read it, because it really don't... I can read it. It's our show. I don't give a rat's ass.
Right.
This came from a tweet from a guy named so-and-so.
Yeah, his name is like...
I am fully aware of the onslaught of attacks being made against me based on my revelations about Chief Justice John Roberts. Before attacking me, maybe fair-minded people would first ask Roberts to tell the truth, or ask Jeffrey Epstein if he's alive.
He is alive. It says, ask Jeffrey Epstein, he is alive.
Yeah.
They're saying Jeffrey Epstein's alive.
Yeah, well, you know what? No, the guy, you know, people are supposed to believe that the guy fell asleep on the watch of all nights.
Yeah.
Watching over this fucking idiot.
Uh-huh.
And he just gets hauled out and tossed in a van and disappears. That's that. He's dead. He hung himself.
Yeah.
Oh, and the videos are gone.
Uh-huh.
That segment of the night is... non-existent.
Right.
You know, and they think people are stupid.
Right.
And that's the bullshit that people... I don't get it.
Right.
Wake up, man.
Yeah.
Wake up.
Yeah.
They ain't taking your freedom. They got most of it right now.
Exactly. You don't
realize it.
Exactly.
You know, the only thing will be next, we both flying.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't say it. I don't want to break your bubble.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Americans are going to eventually not going to look, man. You got to understand there's another part of this country, too.
Right.
And what I've seen lately on a certain party is like, look, it's our way or no way.
Yeah.
It's like a bunch of fucking babies
mm-hmm.
crying and moaning 4 years of. And now everyone's going to be going, oh, well, you know, Biden is your president. Because we had to listen to people for 4 years ago. Trump's not my president.
Yeah, Trump's not my president.
But now you start saying that shit. You're an asshole.
Yeah.
You'll be a dick for 4 years.
Yeah.
If you say that this guy sucks.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
A couple times going to get elected.
You know what? It's time for this Republican to retaliate.
Yeah.
Because when Biden, if Biden takes office,
You don't see a lot of it on social media, do you?
No.
You're really quiet about it.
Yeah.
You don't really.
Everybody has not said shit about the election since it happened.
Yeah, it's just kind of quiet.
Yeah, and I've seen a couple things where, like, there's been people talking about the 12th Amendment's about ready to come into play. That happened in the 1800s. It happened in the 2000s.
Right.
You know, if the 12th Amendment comes into play, then right. Donald Trump is a non-duly elected president for 4 years.
For sure.
And then in 2024, he can run for president again,
yeah.
probably win, and
yeah.
he'll be in for another 4 years as a duly elected president.
I don't think
president.
That's why everyone's doing a happy dance just yet.
Yeah.
Because, you know, here's a guy that ran on a 40-year failing record. He ran twice as a president and couldn't even put a dent in it.
Right. Remember in 88?
We wake up one day and now all of a sudden he just wins because...
Remember in 88 when he was giving everybody else's speeches from around the world?
Yeah, man. He was talking
Decision 88.
Yeah, but people like, oh, that's our guy.
Yeah.
That's the best you can do.
Yeah.
Now. I'm running next time.
Mm-hmm.
Vote for me. I stand for everything.
No doubt.
Everything just slaps or whatever.
No doubt.
Yeah, but so anyway, that's your political moment. All that.
Oh, so I got a joke for you.
I like jokes, man. What do you got?
No, why can't Chinese people play baseball?
Why?
Because they want to eat the bat.
Oh, man. I wouldn't do that, man. You probably get a virus going. It'll spread all over the world.
Well, there is a new strain of coronavirus in Colorado right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's getting nasty.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, now it's getting just nasty.
Uh-huh.
Everything. It's kind of the old Rona's like fading out, so we got to get one that's a little more hip, kind of like Corona 5.0.
Yeah.
Now people are gonna be, you know, people are gonna go, wow, what a heartless cocksucker.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, did I say that? You're good. and that's okay.
Yeah.
You have every right to not like me. I don't care. And I might not like you.
Right.
That's okay.
Thank God you like me.
and I am entitled to say what I think about it. I think it's all. There's something, wife's lung just a little aired out, so to speak.
they probably heard that with that microphone over there.
Probably, man. But I'm done with it, man. I'm just done with it.
Yep.
I don't care. I've been running around for almost a year, and I really haven't been playing by the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a very fortunate dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying it's out there. And people I know got parents suffering from it, and this, that, and the other. I'm not saying that.
Our daughters both got it.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, I'm not going to be a cold-hearted prick.
Yeah.
But me personally, I'm done with it.
Well, you have a 20-year-old daughter. I have a 20-year-old daughter.
Yeah, my daughter had it.
And guess what?
15 coworkers had it.
My daughter, who's 20 years old, she got it.
Contagious.
She got it.
You know, me?
Right.
Working with at least 15 people that might have had it, or I know some that definitely had it.
Yeah.
And then being around my kid who definitely had it.
Mm-hmm.
And being in a household where it definitely existed.
Mm-hmm.
I've been one lucky son of a bitch.
Yep.
I've yet to, and I've been face to face with all that.
Yeah.
Set right next to people.
Yep.
And so I think either being a military kid growing up and getting all them shots or go overseas,
mm-hmm.
Germany, Japan, maybe I'm just immune to everything.
No.
I'm not Superman.
Right.
But like I said, I'm done with it, man.
Yeah.
I'm done looking at stores. I'm done going to Kroger. I'm done. It just bums me out to see all these people trying to do what the government told them to fight this thing so we could have a window of a couple months to, like, get a hold on it.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are playing into it a year later. And every, like I said, we have scrubbed the planet. We have cleaned everything so much. We followed the guidelines. And now, like you said, hello, Colorado. We got a new strain, and this one's yours.
Yep.
Okay, man. Now we got you guys scared to death.
Uh-huh.
Watch this.
Uh-huh.
You think all these people dying right now from the Rona has been a... Because we know every death is like the Rona.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah.
I hate to see that. Cancer and heart disease and AIDS and strokes and drunk driver fatalities and stuff don't really exist no more.
Right.
Because you don't hear a damn thing about them guys.
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing. Leukemia. It's all dead.
So, I don't know if you've seen this video or not. A lot of people have been saying, what's this Twisted Tea thing about?
Twisted Tea sucks.
Yeah, okay, well, let me tell you what happened,
Twisted
okay?
Beef.
There was a gas station in I think it was Cleveland.
All right.
Yeah,
Cleveland
like
Rocks?
Yeah, it was like it was even I think it was either Cleveland or Euclid. Maybe Euclid, Ohio, is where it happened.
That's where it went down.
But that's where this event went down, okay? This guy came into a gas station. He was drunk. Oh, and there was a black guy behind him holding a can of Twisted Tea. Well, the black guy...
Hit him and crack him right upside the head with him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brutal. Yeah. The black guy... He dropped his Twisted Tea.
And the kid was
and that
shit,
kid,
and the kid
he was like, dropped your tea, time, yeah, that was the wrong fucking thing to say to that dude.
You know,
and he took that Twisted Tea, and he went up and hit that dude on the left side of his fucking face, and all you saw was Twisted Tea go everywhere, dude.
Well, not only that, but the body hit the floor.
Yeah, the body hit the floor. And
rigid. He what do you call that? Hyperextended.
So now everybody's like, who knew that Twisted Tea was the can of whoop ass everybody's been talking about opening for years? But yeah.
Well,
so,
that's their new commercial. Right.
Right.
They're out of the woods with that.
Uh huh.
They got that going for them.
Yeah.
You'll probably see that on the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I guarantee it.
If Twisted Tea don't take this or steal it from me because I'm saying it right
all
now.
All the memes
if
are.
If I was Twisted Tea, I would have that. I would buy that spot. You know how expensive and the bullshit goes during the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Like buying an ad.
Mm-hmm.
The big damn and the big funny ones.
Mm-hmm.
But that'd be a good one right there.
Mm-hmm.
Get that video.
Mm-hmm.
Get the money.
I got a couple of TikTok videos with it on there. And one of them, I'm like, you got knocked the fuck out. And then I was like, I said, who knew that Twisted Tea was the can of whoop ass everybody's been talking about?
See? And there you go. And speaking, he got knocked the fuck out.
Yeah.
With the 2020 death rate. Not the death rate, but we lost Neil Peart.
He got back up.
We lost Neil Peart.
Yeah, Neil Peart.
And when he said, you got knocked the fuck out.
Yeah.
Well, that guy died from fright.
Yeah.
Thomas Lister.
Yeah. Yeah. Debo.
Eddie Van Halen.
Debo.
Now, these are not all COVID related.
Right.
Eddie Van Halen's gone. Mm-hmm. Neil Peart, gone.
And do you know that Eddie Van Halen fans, and I've been watching Wolfgang Van Halen on Twitter.
Oh, really?
And yeah, I follow him. And
that's really
right.
I'm on Twitter. On Facebook.
Well, I've been ever since we got this podcast out there.
Oh.
A lot of times, see, I follow a hashtag called podcast.
Right.
And anytime somebody tweets about a podcast recommendation, they get our link on it. Yeah, I throw our
just
link
type
on
in
there.
Glitter Scrolls
and
find the radio guys.
You know, I basically what I ended up doing was I ended up watching Wolfgang Van Halen's tweets, and what I'm seeing is a pattern. Eddie Van Halen fans are all over Wolfgang Van Halen, wanting him to resurrect Van Halen in Eddie's honor.
Really?
And things like that. And he's like, look, I'm not my dad.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't do what dad did. And he was like, there's no way. He said, I can't live up to that expectation.
No way.
And that's what he keeps trying to tell everybody. And I'm just like, wow, man, that's fucking wild that he's having to go through that because of fans of his dad.
Yeah.
You know?
Everybody needs to like, I mean, it sucks. You know, so many greats on and on. Steve Ray Vaughan, Jimmy Andrew. We go on with all the good ones that died early.
Yeah.
But, you know, Beethoven, there's a guy still around. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, that's leaving a mark in the music business, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, Everett Van Halen, Neil Peart, man, those guys.
Yeah.
They influence so many cats to do what they do musically. And those guys were the pioneers, man. Those, I'm an older dude, I'm a musician. And, oh, my God, you know, of course, I'm the first Van Halen record. I came unglued. And I was young. I was, fifth grade.
Speaking of being a musician, let's talk about your last gig.
Which one? My last gig.
The one in Vinton, Ohio at Drinks.
Right.
The gig that happened a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, right.
It was like a freshman party and the parents left.
Oh, well, it was. I think that was a quote from the show. Wasn't it? Yeah, it was like
quite
a party.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
And
sound gigs are always a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
We do all the 80s songs that you love to hate.
Mm-hmm.
Or as once a guy's on the road with, he goes, man, we do songs. Yeah, we play the songs you forgot you love. Well, you know, maybe a lot of songs.
Yeah,
so those shows are always fun.
Yeah.
And all shows are fun.
Yes.
But ultrasound shows are fun.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's up.
You guys are fun.
Dancing. They remember the songs.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, what a hit 2020 took, man.
Yeah.
I spent the last couple of years, I said, going around.
I'm single again.
You're single again?
Yep.
Chris Slim's looking for love in all the wrong places. No, no. Really.
Looking for love while I bury my face in it.
That's a joke when Urban Cowboy hit, and it was all like the first wave of line dancing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But
Speaking of line dancing.
That song was big, but there was a joke that went with it.
Yeah.
And it was like, how'd the cowboy get horse shit on his lips?
Oh, wow.
Looking for love. There was like just, cowboy.
Oh, that's funny.
You got John Travolta's acting, which is a whole different level.
Yeah.
I can't get no stupid.
So let me tell you about the shit show that went with being single again. Okay, so it was my turn to come see her. We had been switching,
Chapmanville,
right? Yeah.
Good old Chapmanville.
And so
Chapmanville.
Christmas rolls around.
Oh, yeah.
As you know, we got like 7 inches of snow and 3 inches of ice on Christmas.
Yeah, nobody was doing anything for Christmas.
Nobody did anything for Christmas.
The apartment.
Yep.
That was it.
And
I knew my kids weren't going to make it the next day.
Right.
Yeah.
So the next day, I get ready to leave. But see, in this transition, because I went there Christmas Eve, and I got there just as the storm started.
Oh, man.
And
you're
done. Right. And
Chapmanville?
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah.
You ain't going on.
So I'd it was the 26th, and I was ready to leave. And but see, in that transition, now let me just tell you, between Christmas Eve and the 26th, I told her before I went down there, I said, hey, I said, I just wanted to let you know that my last soon-to-be ex-wife just filed for divorce on the 22nd. And I got my papers in the mail today. She finally filed the papers. She's had my divorce papers sitting in her desk since fucking August with my signature on it. And just now filed it on the 22nd of December.
Wow.
So
procrastination.
You know, procrastinators unite tomorrow. You know, but anyway, I told my girlfriend.
Except for Texas Roadhouse.
Right? I told my girlfriend, I'm like, hey, listen. Oh.
You cranked it up, dude.
My bad.
Yeah, that part of the show will be. we're back and we've got a little bit out here. Yeah, it's cool. I got it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you're still recording.
So okay. Yeah.
That was called Slim Hits the Volume Knob. That's a new song. Pick up on that Walmart. Oh, New York.
It was done in the key of. Ooh!
It's done in the key of almighty feedback. And now he just moved his whole mic out of the way. So now his mic, anyway. Now he's up underneath the mic. He's hitting him with the phone, Kenny. All hell's breaking loose on his side.
Okay, so anyway, I told her that
he's back.
Yes. And I told her, I said, listen, I said, you know, I just thought I'd let you know that my soon to be ex-wife.
Sorry.
anyway, I said, I thought I'd just let you know that my soon to be ex-wife just filed the papers for divorce. I was like, so that'll be happening soon.
Right. Well, yeah. See,
she comes at me, and she just starts being shitty to me. It was about the middle of Christmas Day when she started being real shitty to me.
Rude.
And just fucking rude. Didn't want me anywhere near. And I'm just like, something's up. You know, so I had a bad vibe. Well, then I try to go out her road, and there's a fucking Rent-A-Center truck stuck in a ditch.
Oh, yeah.
He's waiting on a fucking tow truck. That took 3 hours to get there.
Dude, you're in Chapmanville. What do you want? You're
right.
On the side of a mountain in a snowstorm a day and a half after.
Right.
In the tri-state.
So they get...
Yeah, I didn't see my kids until like 27.
Right. But they get this truck out, and I'm on like this icy part of the road.
Yeah.
Well, my car doesn't do very good in ice. I found that out.
No,
it's a Dodge Caliber.
Oh, okay.
But anyway... my car doesn't do good in ice at all. And, you know, it kind of scared me. So I had her neighbor drive me out. And, And I just got
a local.
Yeah.
In bad weather.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get a local up here, man. Yep. Fuck.
And so, you know, after she got me to the end of the road, she got her ride and whatnot. I got on the main road where there was fucking salt. And was like, all right, cool. Now I can fucking drive.
Now I'm on the way back to civilization.
Right? So I leave Chapmanville, and as I'm leaving, I'm like, hey, are we good? I was like, because I just got a weird vibe off of you. And she's like, yeah, we're good. We're good. I'm like, okay. So the next night on the 27th, I'm at home. It's about 9 o'clock in the evening. She doesn't call me all day. She texts me maybe 3 or 4 times, and I'm just like, uh-oh.
Yeah, well.
Impending doom is happening.
Yeah.
So then I'm on the phone with my mom, and she sends me a text message. And in said text message, it says, I'm not really good with words. And then it said, I feel like you broke my trust by not telling me you were still married. And then she's like,
I didn't know I was still married.
Right? I'm like, you know, I don't live with her. I'm not spending time with her. Is that not divorced? And she was like, no, that's separated. That's not divorced. And she was like, I feel like you lied to me and my trust has been broken and all this. So, you know, she's like, I just think it'd be better if we end this. Okay. And I was like, I was like, okay, well, best of luck to you.
Rock and roll. Hello, Chapmanville.
Yep. And hello, Chapmanville. It was nice to visit your town the 3 times that I went. And I will never see you again.
Yeah, I'll be moving on into 2021.
Yep.
Because 2020 was a complete shit show.
Oh, my God.
We can all agree to that.
Oh, Lord. And 2021 is in for a ride.
I can't wait to see how this one starts out.
Yeah.
This is going to be good.
Well, you know what? At 11:59, you'll be kissing your wife.
Right.
And,
I'm going to have to go there soon. I'm married now.
Yes. You got to take care
of sit down here
husbandly duties.
Now, Slim's going to hang out in the bunker for a while, and I'm going to go bring in New Year's with a bang.
That's one way to put it.
Hey. What
a
crazy guy.
But,
that's funny.
Anyway, so what I was going to tell you is that 11:59, as you'll be kissing your wife, I am going to be putting my left leg up in the air. And the reason why is so I can get started with 2021 on the right foot.
I thought you were going to, like, just rip one. Crank one out.
You know? I mean, no, because then I might curse 2021.
No, because then I might shit my pants.
Right.
What a shitty
yeah,
way.
Yeah, I'm on the verge of
a shitty way to start the new year.
I'm on the verge of a nice shit right now.
Yeah, there you go.
But
we'll
anyway.
We'll leave it at that.
You know what? Yeah. You know what I'm going to play for these folks in this episode?
What?
Your very first broadcast on 93.7 The Dog. I found it.
Oh, good God.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's on one of these.
We're
going to
play it.
Isn't it?
We're going to, We're going to play it at the end of this episode. So.
There you go. That's what he'll be taking you out with.
You guys stay tuned for that.
Yeah, stay tuned later on because we'll probably come right back out of here in a little bit.
That'll work.
I'll
be here.
I got a message from the wife. I'm going to, and you go, if you need to go drop a deuce, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take it upstairs for a while.
Yeah.
And Slim, he's got more than enough toys down here to play with for a while. And,
yeah.
And then, so it's all at 10:47, bring the new year here shortly. It's almost midnight.
Yeah.
And we're going to do some more here shortly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In a nutshell, that's what I got.
Yep.
I can see what's going on up on the upper deck.
So I want to invite you guys before we leave here. Number one, check out our YouTube. We are on YouTube. Make sure to subscribe to our channel.
And we'll have some stuff coming up shortly.
Mm-hmm. And we are...
the world.
The glitter.
Set up for what you'll see on YouTube.
Exactly.
We are the world.
But we're the Glitter Squirrels on YouTube.
We are
on Twitter. We are at Glit Squirrels. Let's see. We are Glitter Squirrels on Facebook and Instagram.
We are podcast whores.
We have our own website, podpage.com /glittersquirrels, where you can get all of our latest episodes. We also, I forgot to mention, John.
Merchandise.
We have merch.
We do.
And
if you want to,
here's what we're offering you. Okay, nobody's bought any merch yet, and it's probably going to be John and I making the first purchase.
First purchase on merches.
Yes, the first purchase of merches.
Exactly.
But I'm going to sound like a complete guru cotton tech here.
Cotton tech.
So that's great. Here's what I'm going to offer, okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've been waiting for.
Right. Here's what I'm going to offer, okay? I'm going to offer, if anybody out there buys our merch, the first person to buy our merch, we're going to contact you on Facebook.
First of all,
we're going to say thank you for purchasing our merch. And then what we're going to do is I fart and try to cover it up with my voice.
There you go. Good.
And then what we're going to do is we are going to ask you where you would like for us to set up a show. Basically, we will come to your house or we'll go to a venue of your choice. Hell, we don't care if it's the Walmart parking lot.
We don't give a
rat's ass. Right. So.
Hell, we. Pinto.
We'll go to a place of your choice. Right. We'll do our show from your location. But again, that's an offer that's being offered to the first people to buy Glitter Squirrels merch.
Right.
So
check it out. It's all.
Check it out. It's. If you want to check out all of our links, we're going to have all of our links up on Linktree. It's linktr.ee/glittersquirrels. If you go there, you can get to our Facebook, you can get to our Instagram, you can get to our Twitter, you can get to our merch, and you can also get to our podcast on Spotify there.
And you can even get to our own personal address. You just have to you can find it all right there.
Yeah.
Work hard enough. We're out there.
So. Yes, we are out there, and we exist, and we looked up the definition of what a glitter squirrel was in the Urban Dictionary.
You'll find this interesting.
And it says that it's a man. So we're in the right direction there.
He's a man. It's all in the wide of wax in there.
No,
I like that.
But it says a glitter squirrel is a man who calls a woman a dishwasher.
Wow.
Yeah. In the Urban Dictionary.
That's funny.
That's the definition of a glitter squirrel.
And I'm working in Texas right now. Hey, glitter squirrel. Pick it up, sister. Move your ass.
We're becoming a household name.
Yeah, we're getting there.
And we are getting there. And your wife was super, super happy with this. I showed her all the merch that I picked.
She liked it. Yeah,
and she loved it. I had her in mind, dude. There's tote bags. There's spirals.
Spandex.
You know, I mean, just all kinds of stuff. I had her in mind when I was making it because she's a teacher.
Yeah.
And she's going to need something to carry those books in. And she's going to need notebooks to write things down in.
So why not get
a glitter
squirrel book bag?
A glitter squirrel book bag. A glitter squirrel drawstring.
Start buying shit for your own self again.
Exactly. Take that $600 stimulus and buy yourself some goddamn glitter squirrels.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'll see you guys in a bit. I got
he got to go take care of things.
I got to go see what's up.
All right, enjoy Sean's...
Sean might be hanging out. He's always up no good now. He's got it all figured out.
Enjoy John's very first broadcast on 93.7 The Dog.
Yeah, have fun with that.
Nobody but me.
Country favorites and fun, 93.7, The Dog. That was Blake Shelton with Nobody But Me. Here's the band Perry with You Lie. You're listening to Country Favorites and Fun, 93.7, The Dog. That was Brooks and Dunn with Red Dirt Road. Right now we got Martina McBride coming up with Teenage Daughters. And boy, anybody has some teenage daughters hanging around, this song is just for you.
I believe John just said Martrina. Let's listen to that again.
Now we got Martrina McBride coming up with Teenage Daughters and Country Favorites and Fun, 93.7 The Dog. We're rolling through a 10 in a row right now. That was Martina McBride with Teenage Daughters. Here's some Faith Hill for you, The Way You Love Me.
That pays.
Don't you love the phrase that pays?
Yes, I did.
$93 in cash could be yours right now if you'll just tell the Craw Dog what daggone phrase they had this morning at 7:40 with the all-new K9.
Storm Tracker.
$93, no. Richard!
All right, I just got to insert a message here real quick and say RIP to the Craw Dog, man. I miss him so much. He passed away on my birthday. Unfortunately, passed away of throat cancer. Don't mean to bring the mood down or anything, but I love the Craw Dog, man. He was one of my favorites, and that was a little snippet of him doing his thing back in the day. Craw Dog was one of my favorites. He was one of John's favorites, too, and I just wanted to jump in here and give him a quick shout-out. Okay, back to John and his first time ever on the radio.
Favorites and Fun, 93.7, The Dog. Here's Sugarland with Tonight. Country Favorites and Fun, 93.7, The Dog. That was Tim McGraw with My Best Friend. Here's Taylor Swift with me. And speaking of Taylor Swift, right now, if you go to the webpage on Facebook, I guess, we have her on there in the new video for me, and you can find that on there as well. So check it out. Crank it up. Keep it right here on Country Favorites and Fun, 93.7, The Dog.
You, with your words like knives and...
It's Taylor Swift with Mean here on Country Favorites and Fun, 93.7, The Dog. Speaking of The Dog, we got the K9 crew, and at 7:40, I know how you can make yourself $93 richer if you just tune into that in the morning, listen to the K9 crew with Chuck Black and Virginia West and Nate. They'll be glad to hook you up with some cash, something that'll be kind of handy these days since gas has gone through the roof. Keep it right here on Country Favorites and Fun, 93.7, The Dog.
Hospitals from across the nation applied...
Storm Tracker 13 Weather Lab. It's going to be sunny and kind of hot and muggy, but we do have some storms rolling in the area. We're going to have strong to severe winds and hail, the normal kind of thing that goes on with that. And Monday, we're looking at similar situations. It's going to be some sunshine in the afternoon, thunderstorms again, severe weather is possible with gusty winds and hail and that type of thing. So make sure you have an umbrella with you. And it's 85 currently in the tri-state. Three favorites and fun, 93.7 The Dog. That was Kenny Chesney with Beer in Mexico. Here's Rascal Flatts with I Won't Let Go on 93.7 The Dog. Country Favorites and Fun, 93.7 The Dog. That was Brooks and Dunn with Put a Girl in It. Right now we got some Zach Brown with Jimmy Buffett. Jimmy Buffett, speaking of Jimmy Buffett, if you ever go down to one of his Margaritavilles, make sure you take a lot of money. The place is kind of pricey. But Zach Brown and Jimmy Buffett right here with Knee Deep on 93.7 The Dog.
Yeah.
country favorites and fun, 93.7 The Dog. We're rolling through a 10 in a row right here. That was Jane Deere Girls with Shotgun Girl. Right now, here's some Carrie Underwood with Just a Dream on 93.7 The Dog. Country favorites and fun, 93.7 The Dog. Right now, here's some Keith Urban, Without You. And this song apparently is just basically a big old biography about his life he wrote. So, one only thing about Keith Urban, here you go, Without You on 93.7 The Dog. Country favorites and fun, 93.7 The Dog. That was Tim McGraw with Faith Hill, It's Your Love. Right now, here's some Trace Adkins, Just Fishing on 93.7 The Dog. Country favorites and fun, 93.7 The Dog. That was Trace Adkins with Just Fishing. And speaking of Just Fishing, if you're hanging out fishing, got your radio or something, you can tune into the Crook and Chase Show if you want to know everything about all your country artists and number one hits. It's all about Crook and Chase at 6 right here on Country Favorites and Fun, 93.7 The Dog. Storm Tracker 13 Weather Lab. Right now, we have severe thunderstorm warnings for Out Wayne, Ashland, Grayson. So if you're in them areas, you might want to find you a tin shack or a picnic table or something to run and get you some cover underneath. Sunday, we're looking at, well, basically what you're looking at right now. It's muggy, hot, and hazy with a chance of severe thunderstorms and all that. And Monday, looking about the same situation on, it's going to be kind of sunny in the morning and then partly cloudy. And right now, 85 here in the tri-state.
As fun as that was, it's my turn now, y'all.
Morning show.
House is finally going to be coming to an end. Tonight is the finale, the series finale. That
wow.
Movie, you like House, don't you?
Yeah. House is a pretty cool
you
show.
You know what they do in health class at Campbell Midland High School?
What's that?
They showed past seasons of House all year.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not lying. That's wow. Honest to God truth.
See, and I'm a Campbell Midland alum.
Yeah.
So.
Did they do that when you were there?
No. We had bananas and that's
in health
as
class?
Far as I'll go on that one.
In health class?
Yeah.
Evening show.
Whole night.
On the Request Ride.
Tonight we're talking about manscaping. Do you do it?
Oh, yeah, man. I got to keep it trimmed up for the ladies. It's like 1980, bro.
Yeah. I know, right? Manscaping. Do you do it?
Oh, man. I tell you what, I did that once, and that itch is so bad when it comes back.
Do you do it?
Well, 20 years ago I did slim, but now I can't see what I'm scaping, so I can't stay away from it.
An interview with Tom Arnold.
The Real Rock Station, 92.7 and 98.5, The Planet. That was the 4Play at 4. Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle. And joining us in the studio right now, I'm kind of starstruck at the moment, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Yeah, you are, man. You're losing weight as we speak.
It is Tom Arnold, the Tom Arnold.
What is up, buddy? Man, being around you makes me feel skinny.
Commercial production.
Spartan. Fighting. Championship. 15.
Resurrection.
Saturday, October 6th at the Russell High School Gymnasium in Russell, Kentucky. Spartan Fighting continues to bring you the best mixed martial arts event in the tri-state, and they only get bigger and better.
Hey, Slim, this is Byron. How's it going, buddy?
Good, Byron. How you doing, man?
Good. Hey, I know I've talked to you about it a couple times, but the marriage date is Saturday.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I wanted to ask a little bit of advice. If you could give me one word of advice for my marriage, what would it be?
Pick your battles.
Pick my battles.
Yes. For example, she's asking you to take out the trash while you're trying to watch SportsCenter. Take out the trash for her and, like, come back to SportsCenter. Don't turn it into a big fight, because big fights lead to possible breakups. If you don't want a whole lot of drama and stressful bullcrap, pick your battles.
Hey, what's up? It's Slim. We're broadcasting live from Rally on the River 2013. This is Rally on the River Radio, brought to you by Southern Ohio Medical Center. Very good things are happening here. I'm sitting here with Wes. He is the lead singer of Puddle of Mud. You guys have been around since the 90s. What's your secret to longevity?
I would say perseverance and just writing songs. A lot of vocal stuff that just needs a little tweaking.
Shine Down and Bully on 92.7.
92.7 and 98.5 The Planet. Joining me in studio, Boba Flex. Oh, man. You guys came in from where? Like, Wisconsin?
Wisconsin.
Jeez.
Where they make cheese and beer.
Did you bring any cheese back?
feels like cheese.
All right. Now, we've promised these people you were going to play acoustically. Ready, set, go.
Something about you says you wanna.
Checkoff list completed.
Thanks for tuning into the Glitter Scroll Podcast. We appreciate you. This episode was brought to you by Poddex. That's right, Poddex. They are the hottest new tool for podcasters looking to have more meaningful conversations or gamify their podcast. Simply shuffle up, ask a question, and let the content roll. Get yours today at poddex.com and use code GLITTERSCROLLS for a 10% off discount.
Also brought to you by Era One Watches. Adventurous and a witty creator, willing to jump into new ideas and make the best watch faces out there. If you've got a smartwatch on your wrist, you need these watch faces on your smartwatch. He's got all kinds of cool stuff. He's got like a ship and a bottle, red timber, platinum purple.
Solid. I mean, these pictures, these graphics.
Yeah, these watches look cool as hell. And guess what else he's got, John?
What else?
He's got a glitter squirrel's face.
Well, there you go. And, you know, Christmas is coming, and everybody might want that in their stocking.
Hey, well, if you get a smartwatch for Christmas, download the Glitter Squirrel's face. Go there.
There we are.
There you go. Right there. The Glitter Squirrels.
Yeah, we got two right there. Look at that.
Yep.
And we made it to watches.
Yeah, we have. We made it to smartwatches.
Just in time.
I just caught your joke. Timing was terrible. I want you guys to go check out my boy, Derek Colt. Derek. Is who makes them. He's got one for Android and one for Apple. He's might going to have some new ones because we've since changed the logo around a little bit.
Era One Watches.
Make sure to follow Mr. Derek. He wants you to visit Facer, facer.io/u/Era One. Once again, that's Era One Watches for all your smartwatch face needs.
We know your time is precious, and we thank you for spending it with us. If you would like to leave us something to talk about in a future show, say hi to your mom, tell everyone how awesome our podcast is, or anything else, please visit our page, anchor.fm/glittersquirrels. Again, thanks for your time, and we will catch you next week on the Glitter Squirrels Podcast.